This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, if you're an Athens, you'll be firing this up, but they're going to be at Jordan-Hare on the Plains. They're going to be honoring Cam Newton. That Eagle's going to fly in, and they're going to be bananas because everyone's going to be tuned up on brown liquor with a full day to get ready for Georgia and Auburn, the oldest rivalry in the Deep South. Great article, by the way, from Mark Schlabaugh. We were talking about it with Barbara Dooley on a Wednesday show, and Barbara was talking about when they turned the hoses on the fans all the way back in 86. Mark joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. How you been, brother?
I've been good. How are y'all?
Good, man. Again, great writer for many years and covering all of college football. Mark, just off of your first impressions, we hadn't spoken in a while, Georgia passed the eye test, or is Kirby just dealing with the new landscape of football and just doesn't have the depth that he had for those natty years?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the new reality for everybody. You're not going to sit there and stockpile talent anymore and stack five-star on top of five-star and wait for kids to develop, because if they don't play as a freshman or sophomore, they're more than likely going to leave. You see it with the kid who transferred to Missouri and leads the SEC in sacks. But, you know, he's having to play a lot of young kids, and they've certainly had some growing pains.
I know you say it's the new normal, but for most of us, Mark, we don't treat it that way. We're still viewing as it's title or bust every single year. Is that eventually changed from the fan mindset? Are you okay with a year here or there, or is it – just kind of what Kirby's going to have to deal with the rest of his time in Athens?
No, I mean, I was over in Oxford last week and met with Lane Kiffin, and he told me dynasties are dead. You know, the Bamas and the Georgias under Kirby when they won back-to-back title, those days are over. You know, there's just too much parity with the transfer portal and NIL. And he said the thing that worried him was exactly what you're talking about, that fans aren't going to be able to adjust to the numbers, that schools that are used to winning 10, 11, 12 games a year, that if they're only winning 9, then the team stinks and the coach sucks and, you know, fire everybody. But it's going to take an adjustment from everybody.
But it is the new reality, man. Mark Schlabaugh is with us, guys. We're talking about Damon Wilson. For those who don't remember, that was a five-star edge rusher. And Georgia fans are like, what happened here? I mean, was it simply money? There is a family connection. His dad played with his D-line coach, so there's a connection there. Either way, that guy would be the best player on Georgia right now if he was here. Auburn doesn't do a great job as far as protecting the quarterback. Is this a game where maybe Georgia gets healthy in the pass rush?
I mean, everybody else has. It's kind of like honk if you've sacked Jackson Arnold this month. You know, Georgia has not been able to get pressure on the quarterback for the most part. Did a little bit better against Kentucky. That Auburn offensive line has not been good. You know, we'll see. Hugh Freeze has had 2 weeks to prepare. It's a night game. I mean, Georgia's dominated the series, but it you know, those games over there typically have been tough. 2 years ago, they needed a touchdown from Brock Bowers late to get it done. So, you know, it'll be a challenge.
I think a lot of fans, and myself included, thought that Georgia would get better as this season has gone on. And I'm not entirely sure that they have. They certainly haven't impressed me week by week. And part of that, I think, falls to me not knowing what their identity is, especially on offense. What do you view their identity as right now offensively, and is that what it needs to be as the season continues?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's impossible to say just because they've been so banged up on the offensive line. Mm. I mean, they started two true freshmen on the right side of the line against Kentucky. I think it was the first time since 2008 that they've had two freshmen starting on the offensive line. If they can get a couple guys back, Ernest Green, and you know, just get healthy and have some continuity up front, I think you'll start to see better production. But, you know, they went out and spent a ton of money on wide receivers. One of them has been pretty good, Zachariah Branch. Noah Thomas, for whatever reason, really hasn't been much of a factor. The tight ends, you know, you're used to Georgia really utilizing the tight ends in the passing game, and that hasn't happened because guys are having to stay in and block. So, you know, I think we're seeing a little bit more identity. I think Gunnar Stockton's got more confident throwing the ball down the field. His legs are a weapon. They're a good physical running team with Bowers stepping up, number 33. You know, we'll see. They just got to grow up and they got to get healthy.
Mark Schlabaugh is with us, guys, talking college football. I know you had that article with Lane Kiffin about a week ago where he was saying, look, dynasties are over. You know, and yeah, it kind of feels that way. Alabama under Saban, that'll stand the test of time. But now, Kalen, and by the way, I was down in Tallahassee for that Alabama. I still don't know what happened there. But what do you think about this game with Mizzou? A noon start? Is it a trap for Bama? Or are they rolling now, Mark?
I was at the Vandy game last week. You know, everybody was ready to fire DeBoer after the first game. And that guy's a heck of a football coach. He's won everywhere he's been. Nobody wanted that job. Mike Norvell turned it down. Steve Sarkisian turned it down. You know, nobody wants the role of replacing the GOAT, but the board took it on. You know, lost four games last year. That can't happen. You know, can't lose it to Florida State. You know, but nobody really knew what to expect from Florida State. Only won two games last year, and Norvell did a good job building it back up. Lost their last two, but. You know, Ty Simpson's playing really well, as efficient as anybody. Took a couple of sacks last week. But it's a tough game. I mean, Columbia's a tough trip. You know, it's further than most in the SEC, and Drinkwitz has done a really nice job.
Auburn and Georgia, one of the best rivalries in all of college football historically, obviously. Oklahoma and Texas, another one. The Red River Shootout coming to you this Saturday, and fascinated to see that Texas is favored in this game. Obviously, we know John Mateer. May he go, maybe he doesn't go. Texas has been one of the most disappointing teams in the entire country. When you take a look at the Longhorns under Sark, is this about Arch? Is it about what's around him? Is it a conglomeration of all the above? Mm-hmm. And do you think Oklahoma can stay undefeated on Saturday?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's all the above. You know, I can we had a college football summit back in August up in Bristol, Connecticut, and Ryan McGee and I were sitting in the back of the room, and we were going to have a separate breakout session for Arch Manning stories. And I spoke up and said, can we let the kid play a game first?
Right.
I covered some of his high school games down in New Orleans as a sideline reporter. And he's tremendously talented. I talked to an SEC defensive coordinator last week who said he throws the out ball better than 95% of the quarterbacks in America. Does he make some mistakes? Yeah, but he's a first-time starter. He's a first-time starter playing in the SEC, and he's starting for Texas. You know, I don't know that he's going to be a superstar. I think he's got the talent to do it. You know, they lost Matthew Golden. They lost Isaiah Bond. Their top two weapons lost the big tight end from a year ago. Lost a ton of guys on the offensive line, a couple first-round, second-round picks at offensive tackle. You know, I've always had questions about Sark a little bit just because he's never done it as a head coach. You know, he did it as an offensive coordinator at USC and at Alabama with Nick Saban, but on his own has never really won that much. So we'll see. I mean, a lot of it obviously rides on whether or not Mateer plays. I find it interesting that Oklahoma's been practicing inside all week when it's 80 degrees and sunny in Norman. So we'll see what happens.
Gonna be a battle, man. My partner Carl is off today, Mark, and he went to Texas. So, needless to say, you know, every time we bring this up, I'm echoing your sentiments. I just don't trust Sark, and I think Sark's tightness it reflects on that team. Another coach who's got to win the big one. He's winning some big ones already. That's Dan Lanning, the job with Oregon. I never thought, Mark, in my life, I'd be excited about an Oregon-Indiana game. Do you buy Indiana's physicality, the toughness on defense? Because Cignetti runs his mouth, but he's been backing it up this year.
Nah, I mean, look, I grew up in Indiana. I can remember when they would go 0-11 or 0-10 every year. It is amazing what he's been able to do there in what, two seasons now? But, you know, he went out and he got Kyle Mendoza, the quarterback from Cal, who's suddenly an NFL draft darling. A lot of scouts really impressed with him so far. He was a guy that Kirby Smart had an interest in. You know, it's a tough trip going all the way across the country. Eugene is a really tough environment. If I'm an SEC team and I'm looking for a coach at the end of the season, I'm taking a long look at Cignetti because he's won everywhere he's been, did a great job at James Madison. And like you said, Mike, he's confident as hell and, you know, takes exception to questioning their schedule or anything else, but he's a proven winner.
Well, while we're focusing on where Cignetti may coach next, the Florida Gators go on the road this weekend. Number 5, Texas A&M. And I know A&M's kind of been in the discussion the last couple of years. They've hovered near 7, 8, 10, 12, and ultimately a late-season loss puts them out of the playoffs. Is this year different for them down there? It just feels like, boy, I don't know a ton about this team yet in Texas. Florida obviously coming off that big Texas win, carrying a little momentum on the road.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I've got a buddy who's a big Texas A&M fan, and he talks about Aggie battered syndrome all the time, about, you know, going so long without a conference title and always being second fiddle and the redheaded stepchild to Texas in that state. And, you know, they're finally sitting here 5-0, and you still kind of wonder, are they for real? Really tight game with Auburn a couple of weeks ago, and that goes back to Auburn. Auburn's lost two really close games on the road, so maybe they're not as bad as we think. But pulled away from Mississippi State last week. Elko's a really good defensive coach, was a great defensive coordinator at Notre Dame and some other places, Texas A&M under Jimbo.
Right.
But he's got that side of the ball fixed, and we'll see. You know, Marcel Reed's got to make more plays, turn it over a little bit less, but I think they could be right there in the mix.
Hey, Mark Schlabaugh with us from ESPN. Before we cut you loose, I've known Brent Key since he was a lineman, you know, blocking for George Godsey. I love the Tech story, but it just seems like, man, at some point, if anything happens to Haynes King, they're just dead in the water. I know you could say that about a lot of teams in the starting quarterback, but do you believe that Tech could be undefeated by the time they play Georgia?
Yeah, I mean, I love what Brent Key's done there. They, you know, his toughness and his lineman mentality just oozes out of him. His kids have bought in. They were, you know, they should have won the game against Georgia last year. And if, you know, they can get to Atlanta at the end of the year with an unbeaten record, you know, that's going to be one heck of a ball game on Black Friday. You know, I agree with you on Haynes King. I think Philo is a pretty good quarterback to back up.
Yep.
Played well last year, but, you know, they beat Clemson. We don't know what to expect what to really make out of Clemson. But then, you know, kind of did what Tech's done the last couple of years and went to Wake Forest and almost got beat. And Wake Forest had to miss a two-point conversion at the end to win. So tough trip to Duke, tougher than most people think. They always seem to have a little bit of trouble at NC State. And then get BC on the road, who's really struggling, and then Pitt at home, I think,
right
before the Georgia game. So they could be right there in the mix. There's some people at ESPN that I work with that have them in the 12-team playoff right now. I haven't gone that far, but they're one of my first few out.
Be a lot of fun, man. Just the physicality, changing the culture of Tech. Well, great to catch up, brother. It's been a minute, Mark. I always love reading your stuff, man. Thanks for coming on.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
You got it. Mark Schlabaugh, guys, from ESPN, ESPN.com. A reminder, you can join the morning shift every Friday for the Tailgate at Home, presented by Publix. Bo Morgan will fire up the grill and share his favorite game day recipes. You can share the best work on the grill tweeting at the morning shift. That's the Tailgate at Home, presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix every Friday morning right here on 92.9 The Game. Abe Gordon is in for Carl Dukes. We got Day-Day. The man just doesn't know how to take a day off, and he's hot. He's leading with the picks. And we got some good news about a game that we like, and the number just got into our favor. We'll get you some winners and make you some loot next on Dukes of Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.